This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Laura Slitt. We're talking about two different documentaries, which we will get into. The first will be this coming Monday, 5:30 at the Conway Public Library. And the second will be Friday next week, 6 o'clock at Lloyd Auditorium. That's at Kennett High School. And there will be snacks available at both events. For more information anytime, you can call Laura at 603-374-5006. Laura, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And I'm really excited about these two different film screenings. As you said, the first one is called What the Health? Like, what the health? And that's going to be at the Conway Public Library starting at 5:30 on this coming Monday evening, the 24th. And it's a amazing kind of eye-opening documentary about a gentleman whose family, like mine, which is part of the reason why I changed my diet, was plagued by all kinds of diseases and symptoms, and he wanted to find out, really, what is the cause of all these diseases, and what can we do to not have to be taking all kinds of synthetic medications that, as a lot of people know, sometimes have worse side effects than the diseases themselves. So the gentleman that did the documentary went around and talked to different doctors, different nutritionists, and followed some patients through their transformation. And this is true of The Game Changers, too, the other documentary that's going to be shown the following Friday, the February 28th at Lloyd Auditorium. They both have a similar theme. The human body is an amazing machine. And if you cut yourself, it heals.
Sure.
If you break something, it heals. What you do to your body, it's either going to make it not well, or it's going to be not well, and then you can eliminate the cause of what's making it not well, and it will heal. So the theme of both of these amazing documentaries, What the Health and The Game Changers, is the same thing. Everything we put in our bodies has an effect on our moods, our vitality, our energy, our day-to-day physical inflammation is a huge thing. So both of these documentaries say if you eat the focus is on a plant-based diet. Plant-based foods come out of the ground. They grow out of the ground. And to me, it's like a miracle what grows out of the ground and what grows on trees. The amount of people think that people on plant-based diets are deprived. I feel like once I went on a plant-based diet, I started to learn an explosion of different kinds of foods. And people on plant-based diets, as this shows, and as the athletes that are Matt Diaz and Scott Jurek and Carl Lewis and Derek Morgan from the Tennessee Titans and half of the Tennessee Titans and all these cardiologists that are involved in preventative cardiological episodes. They want to prevent heart disease. They don't want to wait till people have heart attacks. They're going on a plant-based diet. Their fracture rates are less. The recovery time is better. Their oxygenation is optimal because they're not putting grease and plaques into their body. So it's very, very challenging because, listen, I grew up in a Jewish family. Dairy, dairy, dairy. Meat, meat, meat. Eat. Come on. Eat, eat, eat. It's good for you. My grandmother's standing at the stove.
Mangia, mangia.
Oh, yeah. And that's Italian, and they do it too.
Yeah.
So these two documentaries, which overlap in their themes, if we can eat burgers and hot dogs and pot pies and cheesecakes and ice cream and stews and casseroles and lasagnas and all this amazing food, just switch a few ingredients. We also so we do what's better for our health, better for our children who love animals, and it's in line with their kinship, their love for animals, and it's so much less resource intensive and depleting and polluting, because when you're eating from the source of nutrients, the real source of nutrients comes from the ground. Every phytonutrient, all the calcium, the minerals, the protein. How does a cow get so big and strong? They're not eating animal products. They're eating How do horses, racehorses, get so strong? How do these elephants, they're on plant-based, they eat plant-based. So I'm just excited, and I know it's challenging, and this isn't about judging. This is about what we've learned, and that maybe some of the things that we've learned, we should try to relearn, because the planet right now is having a very difficult time recovering from raising 75 billion quote-unquote farmed animals that were all wild before we've domesticated them. We've got the coronavirus, animal-based. Avian flu, animal-based. All these zoonotic diseases. So these two documentaries, What the Health and The Game Changers, same theme. What you eat is what you manifest. And the between all these athletes and cardiologists, lots of them, are all saying the same thing. We don't have a healthcare system. We have a disease diagnosis system. Let's fix it. Let's get healthy. Let's eat to save the planet, save our health, and nurture our children to have a healthier, holistic outlook on everything.
So if you're just tuning in, it's two documentaries showing, both around the theme of You Are What You Eat. The first one, What the Health, is going to be Monday, 5:30 in the evening at the Conway Public Library. That's investigative reporting documentary on basically the food industry or the health industry and the chronic diseases and all that. And then the other one's going to be Friday next week. That's The Game Changers. That's going to be 6 o'clock Friday next week at Lloyd Auditorium, Kennett High School. And that one is more about the athletic aspects of veganism.
Optimal performance through plant-based nutrition.
And that one actually has, we were talking before the interview, that one actually has some pretty big name athletes involved with it, including the one that caught my eye, Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in that documentary.
Yeah, he does a couple of cameo appearances and talks about the marketing myth that that humans need animal protein to build muscle. And some of the Patrick Bobomian, Scott Jurek, the Serena Williams sisters, I could go on and on. You know, if people want to find out for themselves, just Google vegan athletes. If you're interested, I just watched an amazing two-minute presentation by a doctor, Dr. Goldner. Her name was Brooke Goldner, G-O-L-D-N-E-R. She's making a quick presentation to the USDA, who has the authority for dietary guidelines. And she says, I had lupus. I was so sick. I went to all these doctors. Nothing helped but switching to a plant-based diet. And that's what I want my patients to do, because that's how we prevent disease.
So, again, that's going to be this coming Monday, What the Health, investigative documentary, and that's going to be at the Conway Public Library, 5:30 in the evening. The Game Changers is going to be Friday next week, 6 o'clock in the evening, and that is at Lloyd Auditorium, Kennett High School. Food will be available at both
Good,
events.
Really wonderful, delicious. Chili and gluten-free cornbread at the auditorium, and all kinds of wonderful vegan cashew cheeses and a hummus platter at the library on Monday night. So please come. Even if you don't want to watch the film, just come eat.
Yeah. And if you have any questions at all, feel free to call Laura, 603-374-5006. That is 374-5006. Laura Slitt, thank you so much
for joining
me.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leona McDonald Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.